Top state and local officials were apparently kept in the dark as the coronavirus spread with deadly consequences through the Holyoke Soldiers' Home in western Massachusetts. Governor Charlie Baker said he was not told until Sunday night about the gravity of the situation at the state-owned long-term care facility for veterans, where 13 residents have died since Wednesday, with six of the deaths confirmed to be from COVID-19.
In the short term, our primary focus is going to be on stabilizing and supporting the health and safety of the residents and their families. And we will get to the bottom of what happened and when and by who.
On Monday, the State Department of Health and Human Services dispatched a team of experts to the soldiers' home, and by the end of the day, the superintendent of the facility, Bennett Walsh, had been placed on leave and new management brought in. Baker was visibly emotional as he spoke at his daily coronavirus briefing Tuesday about the soldiers' home, calling it a special place that he's visited many times.
This episode is a gut-wrenching loss that is nothing short of devastating to all of us. And our hearts go out to the families and the loved ones and the staff.
Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter said the proper chain was not followed to report a critical incident at the home. She said the priority now is to look out for the well-being of the facility's staff and residents.
We continue to add staff to the team. Our priority is to ensure that the home is stabilized.
She announced a dedicated phone number people can call for information if they have a loved one at the soldier's home. That number is 413-552-4764. The National Guard is at the soldier's home to administer a test for the coronavirus that has a quick turnaround with the results. It's a pilot program the state is looking to roll out to other nursing homes. Holyoke Mayor Alex Moore said his office was contacted over the weekend by someone anonymously who said there'd been unreported deaths at the soldier's home. Moore said he spoke with Walsh and the state's Secretary of Veterans Services, Francisco Urena.
And frankly, left both of those conversations, again, disappointed in the lack of urgency or action.
Frustrated, Moore said he called Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito on Sunday, who got back to him in minutes.
We will make sure that we're in constant communication with the facility, the new leadership there, and the state, and glad to see that the state is now paying very close attention to what is happening at the soldiers' home.
Concerns spread among local advocates for veterans in mid-March when the soldiers' home announced a temporary ban on visitors, according to Steve Connor, director of Central Hampshire Veterans Services.
We wanted to know, because our families want to know, you know, what's happening over there, and we couldn't get information.
Connor said through the years there have been on-and-off concerns about underfunding and understaffing at the soldiers' home. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.